From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Asian Football Confederation said Thursday that Friday's scheduled vote for FIFA's president should go ahead as planned, and it supports the current president, Sepp Blatter. Blatter is trying to win a fifth term with Jordan's Prince Ali bin al-Hussein as his opposition. Meanwhile, Blatter is not among the nine or former top FIFA officials charged on Wednesday. He issued his own statement.
Actions of individuals, if proven, bring shame and humiliation on football and demand action and change from us all. We cannot allow the reputation of football and FIFA to be dragged through the mud any longer. It has to stop here and now.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Burundi's Catholic Church says it's withdrawing its support of the country's upcoming elections after weeks of political unrest. Burundi's Catholic bishops released a statement Thursday saying it's asking its clergy who serve on electoral commissions to step down from those commissions. Meanwhile, the European Union is suspending its election observer mission in Burundi. Iran's foreign minister says he is hopeful that Iran and a group of world powers can reach a final agreement on Tehran's nuclear program within a reasonable period of time. However, Mohammad Javad Zarif also said during a visit to Greece Thursday that there will be no agreement if there are excessive demands by other nations involved in the negotiations. You're listening to the latest updates on VOA News. Here, over two dozen people are undergoing precautionary treatment for anthrax after the U.S. military accidentally shipped live samples of the deadly bacteria to civilian commercial labs in nine states and a military lab in South Korea. Officials say four laboratory workers in the United States, along with 22 personnel at Osan Air Force Base outside of Seoul, may have been exposed to anthrax shipped from the Army's Dugway Proving Ground in Utah. The facilities were supposed to receive dead anthrax spores as part of a Pentagon program to develop a test to identify biological threats in the field. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Thursday that defense officials are looking at ways to enhance efforts to train and equip pro-government forces in Iraq as they battle Islamic State fighters. Speaking to reporters traveling with him on a trip to Asia, Carter said recent events in Iraq, where the militants seized the provincial capital of the Anbar province west of Baghdad, have shown the need for a capable ground partner. The U.S. has been conducting airstrikes in Iraq since August. Meanwhile, Ashton Carter also said that the United States will be the primary security power in the Asia-Pacific region for years, and he demanded that China immediately stop island building in the South China Sea. Carter said during a visit to Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, that all countries in Asia, including China, must stop militarizing their dispute over an island change and settle it peacefully.
With its actions in the South China Sea, China is out of step with both international norms that underscore the Asia-Pacific security architecture and the regional consensus in favor of a non-coercive approach to this and other long-standing disputes.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Malaysia's deputy home affairs minister says the government believes 139 people are buried in a group of graves discovered in a remote location on the country's border with Thailand. The minister told reporters Thursday that investigators believe there is one body in each of the graves discovered rather than multiples, as was first suspected. Pakistan has reaffirmed its support for efforts aimed at promoting peace and stability in Afghanistan, saying it is committed to enhancing relations with the neighboring country. The statement follows increased Taliban attacks and reports that Afghan peace envoys held secret talks with the insurgent group last week. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.